When I was 13, Jack Kennedy was running for president. I didn't see why his Catholicism mattered, but many voters feared that their commander-in-chief would secretly take orders from the Pope. We're the U.S., not Iran. Separation of church and state is essential to our form of government. One reason that's important is how unkind some religions are to women. Catholics would deny pregnant women the right to abort, but also deny contraceptives that could help avoid the problem. In some Muslim states, women can't drive, get educations or jobs, or even show their faces. Here, public decision makers should act for the public good, not obey clergy. Pope Francis gets that, but some U.S. bishops, who insist popes are infallible, except when they disagree with one, are punishing politicians who honor their oaths of office. Not only Joe Biden, but our own state senator Joe Cervantes were recently denied communion. That's an attack not just on the Joes, but on our democracy. The Catholic Diocese's official statement comes close to confessing criminal behavior. Extortion is, quote, communicating any threat to wrongfully compel the person threatened to do or not do any act against his will. It's not just pay me or I'll break your legs. For example, if I'm your lawyer trying to settle your lawsuit, threatening the other side with criminal prosecution is extortion. A devout Catholic might see receiving communion as more important than avoiding jail. It appears the church told Cervantes that if he didn't act against his conscience as a senator, he'd lose the right to receive communion as a Catholic. As chair of the powerful Senate Judiciary Committee, Cervantes can single-handedly kill a bill. On a bill passing with a comfortable margin, his vote means little, but his power to veto a bill is huge. The church says this was just about his vote on one bill. But if it were just about the vote, you'd figure that devout Catholic and committed progressive Michaela Lara Cadena would have received such a threat. If the diocese told Cervantes to do all he could to stop a bill, rescinding the criminal abortion law or allowing terminally ill patients to end their lives, the diocese tried to veto things a majority of New Mexicans favor. The bishop should rethink this, consult the church's lawyer and ensure his conduct conforms to the law. Consult the Bible, which never mentions abortion, but does say that if you accidentally cause a woman to miscarry, you can be made to pay damages to her husband. And for perspective, consult New Mexico Catholics who've been here long enough to know and understand this place. Even if having or performing an abortion is a mortal sin, Cervantes did neither. He merely allowed this state, as a majority wished, to avoid jailing women for abortions. The bishop ain't answering my questions, but I wonder what Baldacchino would have done if Joe had done something really anti-Catholic, like claiming, like Galileo, that the earth went round the sun.